top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, March 11th, in the headlines. Q95's Global View on Q host Sheridan Gregoire underscores the imperative for reform of Dominica's electoral and campaign finance laws and regulations in order to fix the problems of governance.
DA.com.
A coalition of alleged criminal gangs in Haiti are said to have seized control, preventing Prime Minister Dr. Ariel Henry from returning home after his trip to Kenya to sign a UN agreement. And Hong Kong government proposed a national security legislation including new regulations on treason, espionage, sedition, external interference, which is being closely watched by legal experts, diplomats, and businesses. The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Host of Q95's Global View on Q, Sheridan Gregoire, emphasized a fundamental solution to the challenges facing Dominica is a change in governance. He highlighted the prolonged tenure of the current regime in the country, noting that no other Caribbean nation has allowed a single party to remain in power for such an extended period of time. Mr. Gregoire stressed the urgent need for unity among political parties, civic organization and other opposition forces to facilitate much-needed electoral reform.
The most critical thing that can be done is a change of governance. You have to change the regime in office. They've been there too long. It's 24 years. It's time for them to go. I mean, this is a democracy, isn't it? Which other country in the region is keeping a government in there so long? None of them. Which other country have not reformed and modernized the electoral laws? Only Dominica. And so we need to go back and get this done. Do the electoral reforms, have a free level playing field, have free and fair elections, and let the chips fall where they may. I think what can be done now is what the people are trying to do now. All the opposition forces must put their heads together, stop being divided and have people's ego pulling them all over the place. You all don't have money as individuals. Everybody put their resources together. Let the public, Dominicans at home and abroad, see that you're making sure put all your best brains in one place. All your people who are resourceful and creative, and all your people like Delbert Paris, who are willing to sacrifice for the country, and Simeon Joseph. You hear Simeon Joseph all the time. He's not afraid to make this. He knows they will come after him, but he's putting himself out there because he's putting country first. These are some of the things that the people can do. It is within their grasp. They can do that, and so they need to do it.
Mr. Gregoire referenced the Committee for National Salvation of 1979, comprising of various stakeholders who engaged in discussions aimed at bringing about necessary change.
Look, what happened in the Committee for National Salvation in 1979, a lot of young people will not know that, is that this committee got all of the stakeholders in all of the sectors to be part of that committee. So when Mr. Sambre came out and said the pot shall not work and the nursery shall not work, this was not an accident. It's because all these organizations were together in this singing from the same hymn sheet. And so when Sambre said that the businesses actually shut down and told the workers they can go out to the demonstrations, that is how you had a 47-day strike, and Mr. Savre was able to say to the government, we're not coming out until we get 131, 121% increase. And he got it. But today we have the DPSU struggling to get 1% for its members. How can people accept that?
And that was host of Q95's Global View on Q, Sheridan Gregoire. The National Development Foundation of Dominica, NDFD, has been actively pursuing its mission of supporting small and micro enterprise development in Dominica for the past 42 years, serving as a force for positive change and innovation. As part of its efforts to fulfill this mandate, NDFD has introduced the Green Program, aimed at guiding and assisting both small businesses and individuals in adopting environmentally friendly practices in their daily operations. At the core of this initiative is a call to action on pressing environmental issues, particularly climate change. One prominent global movement addressing these concerns is Earth Hour, a grassroots effort aimed at uniting people worldwide to address environmental challenges and safeguard the planet. Originating as a Lights Out event in Sydney, Australia in 2007, Earth Hour has grown into a massive campaign, engaging millions of supporters across more than 185 countries and territories. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95de.com. During the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Social Services Exceptional Women's Award Ceremony on Friday, Tourism Minister Dennis Charles Pemberton highlighted the indispensable role of women in Dominica's development. She emphasized their crucial contributions to family and societal well-being, noting that their efforts are instrumental in ensuring the country's stability, progress and long-term growth. Minister Charles Pemberton also celebrated the appointment of an Indigenous woman as President of Dominica as a significant milestone, as a major step forward in Dominica's pursuit of gender equality.
Our women are invaluable contributors to our country's development, and you play such significant roles in upholding our families and society. The nurturing, support, and care you provide ensure that our children thrive, that our communities grow, and that our nation advances. Through your efforts, you are ensuring our country's stability, progress, and long-term development. As we commemorate International Women's Day, we stand at a pivotal moment in our nation's history, having just elected the first Indigenous woman president. This historic achievement symbolizes a leap forward in our journey towards gender equality. Having a woman of Indigenous descent assume the highest office in our land speaks volumes about the strides we are making in breaking down barriers and challenging traditional norms. It signifies a shift towards a more inclusive society where every voice is heard, every perspective valued, and every dream is achievable regardless of gender or socioeconomic background.
Charles Pemberton expressed pride in the government's implementation of a national policy framework aimed at supporting women and advancing Dominica towards a more equitable future. She highlighted the introduction of numerous initiatives on island.
This government is proud that we have implemented a national policy framework that aims to support you, our women, and move Dominica towards a more equitable and inclusive future. It is no accident that we have steadfastly implemented a set of actions and mandates to provide social protection for more vulnerable members of our society, among them our women and children. I refer here to the various social programs such as the National Employment Program, the Yes We Care Program, the Public Assistance Program, Dominica Youth Business Assistance, concessional loans at the Dominica Housing Board, educational grants, scholarships, free tuition at the Dominica State College, from which many of our women across Dominica have benefited. We have invested in you and will continue to invest in you. In April 2023, the government of Dominica passed a suite of family laws in line with international gender conventions. I wish to single out the Domestic Violence Act, mindful that gender-based violence is a matter of grave concern. No woman in our country should live in fear.
Minister of Tourism Dennis Charles Pemberton. Minchinton Burton, Director of the Forestry Division, has announced a series of activities organized by the Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division, spanning from March 18th to March 22nd, 2024, in celebration of World Forest Day, observed annually on March 21st by the United Nations. These week-long events are designed to enhance local awareness and comprehension of Dominica's forest and protected areas.
From the week of March 18th to the 22nd, we are going to embark on a major week of activities, a week-long series of activities, and this will immense significance not only for Dominicans but internationally. In fact, the 21st of March every year is designated by the United Nations as International Forest Day. This year the theme is Forest and Innovation, so we're working on that theme, and in celebration of that day, we actually planning the week of activities this year. It starts on the 18th, Monday 18th, to Friday 22nd March. So the Forest Week really aims to raise local awareness and understanding of Dominica's forests and protected areas and our incredible biodiversity. Events in this week include an official launch, an exhibition, river and west coast cleanup, a tree planting activity, that is, and a high-level roundtable on the 21st. Discussion and an award ceremony. Briefing and award ceremony to end it on Friday at the Cabaret. Now, this program is in collaboration between the Division of Forestry, and we have international partner support from the World Bank and the ProGreen Fund. The highlight of the week, as I mentioned, on the 21st of this week will be a multi-stakeholder roundtable at the State House, where local beneficiaries, stakeholders, and international partners will exchange experiences and discuss priorities for improving forestry management in Dominica. And this, that, of course, will take place on International Forest Day.
Burton emphasized that the Forest Week endeavors to enhance cross-sectoral collaboration with local stakeholders and international partners in biodiversity conservation and natural resource management.
Dominica Forest Week seeks to strengthen cross-sectoral collaboration with local stakeholders and international partners in biodiversity conservation and natural resource management. As you all must recognize, we must protect and promote our natural treasures, such as our UNESCO World Heritage Site at Mount Wapato National Park and others for future generations. Now, this week of activities is also part of a larger program in terms of leveraging ecotourism for biodiversity project that the World Bank is actually supporting us. And this leveraging ecotourism biodiversity project is a $3.5 million project, which of course is actually being directly supported through the Global Environment Facility. And this project is being implemented, of course, by the Ministry of Environment. But the project has basically four components: protected areas planning, and that's of course ensuring that the developmental plans and activities are in line with the principles of protecting and safeguarding our protected areas. The second component is biodiversity and sustainability of nature-based tourism operation in sync with Dominican Nature Island concept. The third is sustainable livelihoods for the indigenous Kalinago community. And the last one is project management, ensuring that the project is managed with proper guidance.
And that was Minchinton Burton, Director of the Forestry Division. Social scientist Simeon Joseph has highlighted a fundamental aspect of constitutional democracies, stating that one of the primary roles of government is to mediate issues affecting the state. Joseph contends that the current government strategy to delay the desired change in the political system is inadvertently pushing the population towards considering alternative means of implementation.
Because society is always
any constitutional democracy, one of the major functions of government is mediation and arbitration and adjudication of certain things that have to do with the state. And this is one of the key functions of government. And so if the government decides that it must, how you call it, surrender those three main functions of conflict resolution in the state to the law, to the interpretation that you can misapply the law to people according to how you want. That's the brink of dictatorship. And that transitions into some of the causes for stability or instability in a government, okay? And giving us, for instance, a constant state of flux, because, and also leading to very unstable political systems. Because you see, one of the things that I'm afraid of in all of this is that the government, in its attempt to cause or its attempt to defer what they wish not to happen, and that is a change in political system, is more and more propelling the organizations and the people of Dominica towards forcing that change in political system. If you understand, again, governance. Because you see, one of the functions of government, a good government, right, is to usher in a certain level of development and change in the political system.
According to Joseph, societies undergo constant cycles of growth, decay, fermentation, adaptation, and adjustment. He asserts that governments must actively participate in this evolutionary process to support and assist the people effectively.
Because society is always in a process of growth and decay and breakdown and fermentation and adaptation and adjustment. That's where the government comes in. That as the society goes through that process of change in the system, how does the government assist society in ushering in a certain level of stability in coping with these mechanisms or creating a level of instability? That's the version where we are now. Because as we transition, our government is less involved in helping our country and our people to navigate through those fermentations and adaptations that are taking place to create a certain level of stability so that people can identify the factors that can lead to their contemporary development, their growth, etc. So what they are doing instead, they are creating an atmosphere for instability.
Social scientist Simeon Joseph. In other news in Haiti, a coalition of wanted criminal gangs have seized control, preventing a Prime Minister, Dr. Ariel Henry, from returning home. He had traveled to Kenya to sign an agreement allowing for a United Nations Security Council-sanctioned international force to restore peace and security in the French-speaking Caribbean community country. The gangs are also threatening to shoot down any aircraft attempting to bring Prime Minister back to Haiti. They intend to install a new government with a three-member presidential council acting as the executive branch. This council would include George Durin Juret Jr. as chairman, assisted by former rebel leader Guy Philippe and religious figure Francois Saint-Ville-Villa, who is a close ally of a political leader, Jean-Charles Moïse. Moïse, a leftist figure, has demanded the resignation of Prime Minister Henry and other government officials. He warned that those who remain loyal to Henry will face consequences, while those who cooperate will be safe. Moïse has also cautioned foreign diplomats assisting interfering in Haiti's internal affairs, threatening expulsion of those who do not comply. Despite these warnings, Moïse expressed openness to assist from cooperating countries, provided it respects Haiti's interest and dignity. Gunfire erupted near the international airport, with gunmen firing towards the runway in a show of force. Videos captured the scene with armed individuals firing weapons from a vehicle, signaling potential danger for Prime Minister Henry's return by air. And Hong Kong's draft a new national security law released Friday is being closely watched by legal experts, diplomats, and businesses. It broadens the definition of sedition and state secrets, and it imposes harsher penalties for various offenses, including treason, espionage, and external interference. Concerns abound by the legislation could further diminish freedoms in the financial hub.
Hong Kong's government on Friday, following a month-long public consultation that ended last week. The draft document sets out new laws encompassing treason, espionage, and external interference. Some lawyers said it broadened what could be considered sedition and state secrets, with tougher penalties for those convicted. City leaders want it to be passed quickly, potentially within weeks. Foreign diplomats and businesses have been awaiting the draft, fearing it could further dent freedoms in the financial hub. A China-led crackdown on dissent has already sent many pro-democracy politicians and activists into jail or exile. Hong Kong and Chinese officials said the draft was similar to laws in some Western nations and that it was necessary to plug loopholes in the national security regime. That regime was bolstered in 2020 by another law imposed directly by China, which at the time said it was aimed at restoring stability after pro-democracy protests a year earlier. Eric Lai is a fellow at the Georgetown Center for Asian Law in Washington, D.C.
The most drastic changes of the legislative bill would be issues related to due process and fair trials. This gives enormous power and discretion to the law enforcement to deny the right of the rights to access to lawyer of choice of arrestees, and there's and this is also a problematic approach because in compared with other Western jurisdictions, such extreme conditions could only be used against a terrorist or in a very extreme conditions.
Hong Kong has long been a business, academic and media hub for China and the region. But in recent years, critics say the rule of law and freedom of information have been undermined. The debate on the Hong Kong bill coincides with a move by China's top lawmakers to create a slew of new national security laws in order to safeguard the mainland's sovereign interests.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Q95's Global View on Q host Sheridan Gregoire underscores the imperative for reform of Dominica's electoral and campaign finance laws and regulations in order to safeguard the problems of governance.
Q95DA.com.
A coalition of alleged criminal gangs in Haiti are said to have seized control, preventing a Prime Minister, Dr. Ariel Henry, from returning home after his trip to Kenya to sign a UN agreement. And Hong Kong government proposed national security legislation, including new regulations on treason, espionage, sedition, external interference, which is being closely watched by legal experts, diplomats, and businesses. The news was brought to you compliments, Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am Felicin Valmond.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95. The